Hello, hello. Today is Monday, August 30th, 2021. Already 8 months into this year. So soon, it'll be 2022. It's flying by. Well, we're doing well. Hope everyone is safe out there. Sports news, to me, it's been a little quiet. Some NHL things going on, of course. A lot of extensions. I'm liking it. Hockey's getting it going, the Seattle Kraken, ready to go on opening night. I'm excited for that. The Kraken at the Seattle Mariners ballpark just revealed their jersey numbers. So that was pretty cool. Really clean, nice jerseys as well. I don't think they're going to do so hot, but we all said that about Vegas too. So you never know till you see the whole season fold out. So hockey's been going. Hopefully my Rangers can do a little something. Highly doubt it because I'm used to disappointment in my San Diego Padres for so many years now. But anyways, I would actually like to talk about baseball, the standings, because we're almost to that playoff time. We got 1 month, a little over a month left of good regular season baseball. Oh man, this is why we play every single game, because teams are shifting back and forth in the division. You have the wild card, who's home, who's not. Who's going to make it? Who's just out of it? Really interesting stuff right there. Some shockers and big reasons why. Of course, the NL West is the most interesting with what was thought to be the Padres and Dodgers. But this season, it's the Giants and the LA Dodgers going at it for that division and the NL West. And the NFL preseason has come to an end. Week one will be coming ever so soon. So weird to say that too. And the reason why that is because of the fact that there's now 17 weeks of regular season and football. So I guess that'll work. And next thing you know, it's going to be week one, 17 total games. And it's just going to be one awkward season. I'm not a fan of it, but at the end of the day, we got to see how it pans out. So I actually want to get started on NFL. In fact, week one will be September 9th, and some really good games. I'll give some predictions, but you don't know. Some guys could be on the injury list. You can't think about it. But you got the Cowboys and the Buccaneers Thursday night. First Thursday game, not a bad one either. Dak Prescott should be back versus Tom Brady and the champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers from last season. Should be a lot of fun. This Buccaneers team still got it. Everyone's gelled together. And that's a good way to start off. The NFL finally got it right when it comes down to a Thursday game. They won't for the rest of the season, but week one is the most important to keep the fans interested, right? I mean, football's the most popular sport in America, but hey, some people are not going to like it and not going to watch. You want the most viewers you can get, and that'll be a way to do it. The Seattle Seahawks are going to be at the Indianapolis Colts as well. That's one of the 1 o'clock games going on, a really good one right there. Carson Wentz, will he be playing? Will he not? You got him versus Russell Wilson, one of the most underrated quarterbacks. I think that is just, for a small guy, he's just so accurate and so good. And he doesn't run too much, you know, he doesn't overdo it. He knows how to balance it. Great arm, always a great player. Jaguars at Texans, who cares? But hey, Trevor Lawrence's debut does make that a lot better. Excited to see that. Does Deshaun Watson play, or what do the Texans do from here? You got the Eagles at the Falcons. All right, Jalen Hurts, go out there. Falcons, I don't know. Matt Ryan, but you obviously got young guns, so now Matt Ryan might be passing the torch soon. The Chargers at the Washington football team, still without a name. That's all right. Justin Herbert versus a very good defense. Steelers and Bills. The Steelers, who had the easiest schedule going undefeated till they had to face real competition, versus the Bills, where Josh Allen had himself the best year of his career. Yeah, rhyme right there. Yeah, Bills, I think, are a team to watch out for. Steelers, not so much. Niners and Lions, oh my, that's not going to be a fun game. Lions now have Jared Goff going for them, and we got to see how that pans out. Not sure how that's going to be. The Lions, I think, are still going to be one of the worst teams. And then you got Trey Lance. Trey Lance didn't have that bad of a preseason either. Opened a lot of eyes, of course, being one of the top picks. Vikings at the Bengals. I can care less. I am sorry. I'm going to say it now. Jets at the Panthers. That's interesting because Sam Darnold, who probably won't start, will be for the Panthers in that uniform versus the Jets. All right. BYU product versus Sam Darnold. That's actually a pretty good one. I know it's the Jets and the Panthers who play tough, but that's actually a pretty good one. I like to see that. Does Sam Darnold get his revenge? What goes on there? Cardinals at the Titans. I like that. Kyler Murray versus the very talented Titans who just got themselves a phenomenal wide receiver. I still can't believe it. It doesn't feel real. But the Titans could be good. It all depends on Ryan Tannehill, how he produces. Love Julio Jones, but can he stay healthy? So that's all in consideration. The Browns are at the Chiefs. A questionable call from last year's playoffs put the Browns down the toilet after making the postseason for the first time in 2,000 years. Browns are very exciting, very fun team to watch. I'm happy for their fan base, always staying loyal. Chiefs, you're going to be good. Depends on the whole situation defensively. Mahomes will have to do a lot of scoring out there, but of course, don't expect the Chiefs not to go 13-3 or something like that. Dolphins at the Patriots, love this kind of matchup all the time. Tua Tagovailoa is going to be put under the water here. A lot of pressure for him and for the Patriots, man. Woo, they are going to be something else. I mean, I don't know. I think the Patriots are going to turn heads quickly. We all rejoice when Brady left, I guess, if you're a Patriot hater. But you don't know, man. You don't know. Mac Jones opened up a lot of eyes. I think Cam Newton even did really well in the preseason. This kid, though, Mac Jones, I think is going to be an absolute stud. This kid is an absolute stud already. I'm going to say it. I don't care if it's preseason or not. Bill Belichick and that whole organization knows what they're doing. You got the Broncos at the New York Giants. Good game right there. Does Daniel Jones live up to the hype 27,000 years later? I don't know. I gave that kid a chance for the Giants fans, but not so sold on it. Packers are at the Saints. Should be a good one. Saints, a little new team now without their guy and Drew Brees. That is so weird to say. Despite months later, they got themselves Jameis Winston, Taysom Hill potentially. But I think Jameis Winston will honestly start off. I actually haven't heard anything on that situation, but that should be a good matchup. The Packers, of course. Can they do it? Can they finally do it? Trying to get all the help they can for Rodgers, who's staying in Green Bay. Bears at the Rams. The Bears. Bears, Justin Fields. Is he going to do well? Rams are a very big test for him in week one right away. If he plays in that one, Rams defense, top notch. And now they got a new QB instead of Jared Goff, who went off to Detroit. They got themselves Matthew Stafford. Let's see how that one pans out. It sucks because Cam Akers, their running back, who I'm a huge fan of, towards ACL, he's out for a while. I believe even the whole season potentially. So that's a bummer. Monday. My Oakland Raiders, I just call them Oakland. See, there's a problem there. Keep them there. The Las Vegas Raiders will be facing the Baltimore Ravens, to where the Raiders shouldn't even put a defense out there because they don't have one because they stink. I hate it. I don't like Jon Gruden. Don't even get me started now until week one. They will be having Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens come over to Las Vegas. Got it right that time. Should be a lot of fun. So that's a decent Monday game. I would like to see Lamar Jackson, the Raiders, my team go at it and see my Raiders lose 47-3. But, you know, all in all, it's good. I'll live with it. Hey, man, football week one. Gonna be honest with you, I don't pay the most attention to the preseason like some other people do. And for you people that do, oh, I give you credit. I can't take it seriously unless it's like for a quarter or two and you see your guys going out there. But at the same time, I'm not pleased with what my Raiders have done. I can't take Gruden seriously one bit. I really miss Jack Del Rio. Like, really, I really do. And this team, I don't understand it. So we'll see how it pans out. But I do like paying attention to the young guns. I like that teams are pulling the trigger. Also, Gardner Minshew going to the Eagles. That's an interesting move. I actually just thought of that right now as it came up. So Gardner Minshew is a really shocking move. I didn't expect this at all. Gardner was good, serviceable, but Trevor Lawrence, of course, is going to be the guy. The Eagles, though, getting him. Joe Flacco just didn't fit with the Eagles one bit, really. Does Jalen Hurts go out there right away? Jaguars are moving on from this. And Gardner, whether he's a starter or a backup, that's a great acquisition, I think, for Philadelphia. And yeah, you have depth just in case if Hurts goes down or if he's having a bad game. You have this kind of guy who can serve you six games at most. And Minshew did his time well. But with that, it's like, let's hold up a minute. Minshew cannot be that kind of guy to play a full 17-game season. So weird to say that. But yeah, you got to step back and understand some quarterbacks are meant to be a backup. So Flacco is probably going to be gone, and Minshew is going to be there just in case, as like a pillow for Jalen Hurts. I don't think this is more pressure on him, actually. I actually like this kind of move. I'm a huge Jalen Hurts fan. So when it comes down to it, it's going to be a support. I would even call Minshew basically a veteran a little bit just because he has good experience. He's just a serviceable kind of quarterback that can teach a thing or two to other guys. So now I would like to get into some rookie performances, how we're doing here. Mac Jones had one of the best preseasons we've seen. Can that translate to the regular season? Yeah, Jones got a passing grade of 77.1 and a mark above 92 overall the whole preseason itself. That beat up Patrick Mahomes in 2017 for the best preseason there was. Yeah, I mean, this kid, Mac Jones, showed a lot of good talent, and so did Cam Newton for a good vet. I like it. I remember like the day after the draft, the Patriots. We're already at practice, and Mac Jones was saying, like, listen, we're not getting out of here till you figure out a way, talking to the defense, how to beat me. And he has confidence, he's got good stuff, he knows what he's doing. And Belichick, he just got to do another thing or two, and next thing you know, he's the next big guy, next big quarterback to carry the Patriots back into the postseason, and of course, Super Bowl champs. And I respect that. Patriots have been gutsy. They moved on quickly, and they rolled with the punches last year. And now look, they're building quicker than people think. Trevor Lawrence started off a little bit struggling. I mean, the offensive line for the Jaguars is just absolutely putrid. I just want to throw up. So yeah, Trevor Lawrence, he'll struggle there at first. We got to see how it goes. Jaguars are going to be it's going to be a tough season for them. Lawrence was pressured tremendously. 12 of his 25 dropbacks, just not having it. But that's going to happen when you don't have a good offensive line. You're going to struggle as quarterback. And Lawrence, he's got to understand how quick the game is. We'll have to get used to that. For just now, Trey Lance wasn't the greatest, but also wasn't the worst. I think Lance is going to be reasonable, and I think that the whole entire Jimmy Garoppolo era is coming to an end. And I'm glad because I don't like Jimmy Garoppolo. I literally think he sucks. That 49ers defense carried him, like, and it wasn't even funny. So yeah, Trey Lance, can he do it? I give him a little bit. They got good talent around there, so we got to see how that goes. And Justin Fields looked really good too. Quick release, just Chicago offense that desperately need. Can he be the factor that translates Chicago to being a Super Bowl champion? I highly doubt it. But that Fields kid can eat my words quicker than you think. Now that I said it, I just jinxed it. The Bears are going to go to the Super Bowl. Yeah, so there's that. Those are a lot of quarterbacks that are being talked about. And how they did. And that's the most important. It's like a pitcher on the mound for the Major League Baseball. When it comes down to it, quarterback has control of majority of the game.
unless your defense gets out of hand, just like in baseball, I feel like. So there are some big names out there trying to make their names known. And that's it. NFL should be a fun season. A lot different without some guys and a lot of them on the move. And it's going to be weird. It's going to be really, really weird seeing the NFL without Drew Brees, seeing Stafford in a Rams uniform, seeing anything. I mean, it's out there. And I got the Bucks right now, but you never know. You never know. Some sneaky team can come in out of nowhere and just surprise us all. So now, the other thing I would like to talk about on this podcast for this episode this week is Major League Baseball. We are wrapping up. Just when you think baseball starts, I love it. Your team is 5-0. It's like, oh, we're off to a great start. Next thing you know, you're 6-27 in your next 30 plus games. You don't ever predict too early because you don't know. It's baseball, man. It doesn't rile up and until I would say the 80 game mark. And now that's when you start figuring out where teams are heading, unless a big kind of winning streak, such as the New York Yankees, come into play. It's exciting, man. Yankees winners are 12 straight, playing really good baseball. Corey Kluber set to come back. Yankees put themselves now second in the AL East division. Boston falls to third. Also, quickly, prayers up to Hunter Renfroe and his family and friends. Heard that he went on the IL for a personal reason. His father passed away. So prayers up to Renfroe. He is my favorite player in the league. I miss him on the Padres a ton. I'm rooting for Boston. Anywhere he goes, I root for him, and I'm glad to see him having the best year of his career on Boston. Career high RBIs already for him, and I believe hits is on his way up there too. He's really been one of the best acquisitions for the Red Sox too. Really a good gritty player, can play tremendous right field, and just a good power hitter. That kind of guy is what Boston always likes. So Renfroe, wishing you the best and everything. But yeah, Boston looking to have him back. Kike Hernandez tested positive for COVID, so he is out for a little. But Boston staying strong, just two games behind the Yankees. And that should be exciting if that is a wild card scenario. Don't go into that those predictions just yet until the 162 are over with. Toronto is exciting to watch. 7 games over 500, 68 and 61. But they need pitching, they need another arm to really make themselves serious. They have a phenomenal offense. We know it. They're young. They are really entertaining. But it comes down to it. What can they do? Keep Marcus Semien. That was the best best free agency move that they have made, I think, in all of baseball. So yeah, Toronto is like another piece or two away because that AL East is not easy to conquer up. But experience is also key. The Rays are putting up some noise with the Yankees. Despite winning 12, the Rays are winners of 7 straight, 9-1 in their last 10. I understand they're against the Orioles, but man, this team is good. Everyone's counting off the Rays. You never do that. They could put me out there and make me a starting ace somehow. They know what they're doing. Blake Snell's pitching better, but he's been horrible for my team since the start before August. So yeah. I mean, Tampa Bay knows what they're doing. Joey Wendell, without the batting gloves, hitting some bombs, some taters out of Camden Yards. Tampa Bay just bullied Baltimore totally. And yeah, the Orioles fell off a cliff and they're still falling and getting hurt. Oof, it's not pretty. So the AL East, keep your eyes peeled because that wild card could get interesting. The AL in general, you got New York and Boston. That would be a great series in the wild card game, but Oakland isn't too far back. They've won two after losing a couple straight. We're cold as of late. Seattle, the most surprising team in the American League, 70 and 61, man. Toronto making noise, but I don't think they have enough. And then that's it. But Oakland, Seattle, Toronto is in consideration for sure, I would say. You never know. That's the beauty of baseball, man. It takes one winning streak for one team and one losing streak for the other. AL Central, Chicago White Sox might as well, in the beginning of the season, just kiss it goodbye. They have one of the easiest division in baseball. 20 games over. Indians 64-64. 10 games back in second place. Not a bad team, a gritty team. Thank God they got rid of Lindor. It's not like they would have went winning that division anyway. Amed Rosario is doing his part. I like the Indians, man. They got a good future. Franmil Reyes has been on a tear. They're fun to watch, whatever the Guardians next year or the Indians, I don't care. Look, Cleveland plays pretty hard. They're committed. They want to win. They're going to be better than people think. And don't always think that when you trade a superstar, and I say that in quotes because Lindor is the most overrated player I've ever heard of at the shortstop position, it's going to be to where you build back and you get an understanding of what the team's going to be doing. So, yeah, and then Rosario just needed a change of scenery. Look how that turned out for him. The Detroit Tigers are 8 games below, 62-70, but credit to them. They started off the season 7-21. They were cold. They were a joke. Worst team in the majors. And they're playing tough. They are gelling more and more as a young nucleus. And congrats to Miguel Cabrera for 500, by the way. It's exciting, but that, yeah, that division is easily White Sox territory without a doubt. AL West, the Houston Astros. Oh, I love this. They're 5.5 games up. Listen, I'm over the whole entire 2017, this, that, the other thing. I'm over it because you know what? The Astros are so freaking good to watch. They are fun. They are good. They don't need any of this. Lance McCullers having himself one of the best years of his career. Carlos Correa says he's going to leave Houston, but maybe the Yankees will grab him because they might not care anymore. One of the better shortstops out there doing really well. Alex Bregman finally came back. I mean, Houston is just loaded with talent. They are. And I'm kind of rooting for them because I think it makes for a better storyline in Major League Baseball. Hate to say it, but could you imagine? You have the 2017 cheaters coming in and making the World Series. That would be great for baseball headlines because this team comes back and they want to prove people wrong by not doing what they did. And come on, every team cheats. It's the ones that get caught that get the slander and everything like that. I'm a true believer in that for sure. So Houston making noise. The A's are there. Like I said, it just takes a winning streak for them and a losing streak for the Astros. But they are just, they're doing all right. They're hanging in there, but they can't be getting too loose with it. And next thing you know, they're 8 games back. You got to avoid that. If you're Oakland, they are the Rays of the West. Put anyone out there and they will shine and flourish. Seattle, it's been one heck of a story, but is it enough? I don't think so. I'm sorry, Seattle Mariner fans. Been through a lot of pain, but you guys have a really bright future. Really bright. You got to put some shades on. The LA Angels, Shohei Ohtani, MVP for sure. Doesn't matter if you make the playoffs or not. Ohtani's stat line for both pitching and batting have been insane. Just the Anaheim Angels, credit to them for kind of living without Mike Trout for a little bit. It's not a two-man game at all, but, you know, 3 games under 500, not terrible. But I think we expected that. It's the Angels. Like, come on. They always need pitching. So now we're going to go over to the NL, the Mets. Ooh, do they stink. 7-19 in August. The Atlanta Braves 18-6 in the month of August. How things change. Atlanta 11 over 500, 70-59 lead that division. The Mets 63-67 looking for some answers. And a little bit of controversy with the thumbs down from Javier Baez, Francisco Lindor, and Kevin Pillar. Philadelphia stands nicely at second, just 4.5 back. Do they have enough? I don't know, but they had a really big series win against the Mets, and that really helped them out jump into second. Nationals and Marlins, yeah. Wave the white flag. That's about it for those two teams. NL Central, the Milwaukee Brewers, my secret sleeper dark horse team right here. Brew Crew going at it. 43-23 on the road, man. The Brewers are good. Great defensively. They don't even have that much. Christian Yelich is having an okay year, and they're doing fine, man. Cincinnati, Trevor Bauerless, and there's 10 games over. Credit to them. Now, Castellanos might not return. That's going to be a bummer. The Reds are known not to re-sign players. They're a little cheap of an organization, and that hurts. Padres are calling you, Castellanos. I know you have a flip phone, but please. Cincinnati, are they going to have enough? Padres have the toughest schedule in September upcoming. Not going to be pretty at all. So Cincinnati could go in there and sneak into the playoffs against LA or San Fran. I'm kind of rooting for my Padres not to make it, but I'll get into that. The Cardinals have the worst bullpen ever, but they're making some noise. I don't think they're going to do anything. It's 3 games over .500. I just don't think it's enough. And then you got the Cubs and Pirates. And now the NL West. San Fran on roids. Barry Bonds gave it to them probably. 38 games over .500. Who expected that? 84-46. Everyone having a really insane year. Best of their careers. I think it's a little sus, but we'll have to see. The Giants, 42-19 at home. Man. Dodgers, just 2.5 back. Do they go in and finally win that division that everyone expected? Or do the Giants hold on? Dodgers, just bullpen issues, yes, but starting rotation issues, no. Ooh, they're talent. Max Scherzer helped boost that team up big time. However, LA is 30-29 against teams above .500. We'll see how that pans out. San Diego, hate this. One of the worst August months I've ever seen. 69-62 now. You get swept, slapped up by the Rockies. Got no hit by Arizona, who's 44 wins in. Pathetic. The offense has sucked. Haven't stolen bases. What's going on? San Diego doesn't look like the same team they did in the months of April, May, and June. Just a struggle. Pitching injuries, everything like that, has not been fun at all for this team either. Very hard schedule coming up. Jace Tingler sucks as a manager. Where else do we go from there? It's just, I don't know. I kind of don't want them to make the playoffs because if they do, Jace Tingler will stay another 30 years, and that will not be a fun thing to talk about one bit. So that's a frustrating one, but we will end it on a good note. That's all I have for you guys this Monday. Keep tuned on everything that's going on. New episodes uploaded every Monday. If you'd like to come on, please DM me on Twitter at DeRosaDeek57, and I'll see you guys next week in September. I'm out. Peace.